Chapter 6. The Butterfly Hunt. That night, the girl slept deeply. She had merry dreams and finally woke up laughing. She hurried over breakfast and then stood ready to go for a butterfly hunt. She looked completely happy, seeming to hold the key to life's joy. Oswald Everard was waiting outside, reminding her that he intended to go with her. "Come along," she said. "We must not lose a moment." They caught butterflies, picked flowers, and ran. Nothing seemed to tire her, and everything seemed to delight her. "Is it not good to live?" she cried. "Smell the fresh air. Isn't it good? What a dear old nurse nature is! How she helps us and gives us the best of her treasures!" Her happiness touched Oswald Everard's soul. He began to feel like a schoolboy once more. "Is it not good to live?" he cried. "Yes, indeed it is, if we know how to enjoy." They had come upon some people gathering hay, and the young woman quickly went up to help them. Oswald Everard watched his companion help with the hay for a moment, and then he, too, lent his aid in the gathering. "Oh," she laughed, "what delightful work for a very short time! Come along, let us go into that brown cottage there and ask for some milk. And thank you, but I prefer to carry my own flowers." "What an independent little lady you are," he said. "It is quite necessary in my profession, I can assure you," she said with a tone of mischief in her voice. "That reminds me that my job is not well looked upon by the visitors at the hotel. It makes me sad to think that the horsecloth lady does not think better of me. What will she say to you for coming out with me? And what will she say of my allowing you to come? I wonder if she will say I am not feminine. I wish I could hear her." "I didn't suppose you cared," he said. "You seem like a wild little bird." "You're right. I don't care what a person like that says," replied his companion. "What on earth made you correct the major at dinner last night?" he asked. "I was not at the table, but someone told me about it. What could you know of Miss Thyra Flowerdew?" "Well, considering that she is in my profession, of course I know something about her," said the young woman. "Surely there is some difference between the tuner and the pianist?"
"Absolutely none," she answered.
"Merely a variation of the same thing."